The Gospel of Matthew. Matthew chapter number 14 tonight. Matthew 14. I'll try not to keep you all night long, but we will preach till the Holy Ghost gets through. Is that all right?
Yes.
I'm glad you say it was all right. We're going to do it anyhow. Matthew 14, we're going to read verse number 22, we're going to sink our teeth there in verse 22 and read down to verse 33. When you find it, say amen.
Amen.
And the Bible reads these words, Matthew 14, verse 22. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side while he sent the multitude away. And when he had sent the multitude away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, It is a spirit, and they cried out for fear. And straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come unto thee on the water. And he said, Come. And Peter was come down out of the ship. He walked on water to go to Jesus. And when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand, caught him, and said unto him, O thou little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? And when he was come into the ship, the wind ceased. Then they that were in the ship came, worshipped him, saying of a truth, Thou art the Son of God. And I'm going to use tonight for a simple subject, stepping out into miracle territory. Stepping out into miracle territory. Would you bow your heads tonight with me? Father, thank you tonight for the Word of God, for I know that it's alive and I know that it's real. Father, I'm asking you for the anointing of the Holy Spirit to come to anoint this frail clay, knowing, God, I can do nothing without you. I depend on you. I covet that Holy Ghost anointing, knowing, God, I can do nothing without God. Anoint their ears to hear that the Word of God would fall down deep into their spirit, that the Word of God would come forth and bring forth an abundant harvest in their life. And we ask it all in Jesus' mighty name. And everyone shout a good hearty amen.
Amen.
You may be seated tonight in the presence of the Lord. Stepping out into miracle territory. There's no doubt in my mind that this particular miracle that we find recorded in the Word of God is one of the greatest miracles ever recorded in the Word of God, of course, outside of the resurrection of the Son of God. Now, to walk on water requires faith. And I believe God in this end time hour is wanting us to become bigger people in faith, bigger people in vision, bigger people in anointing. God is a God of impossibilities. He makes the impossible things possible. For we read in the Word of God, all things are possible to them that believe. And church, can I tell you tonight, if you can believe it, you can achieve it. And do you understand tonight that we serve a great big God who has some big things in store for the people of God in this end time hour? If God is a big God, I believe we are as big. I believe we ought to just believe for some big things. I don't know about you, but me personally, I've come to understand that God is a magnificent God. He is a big God, so I'm going to believe God for some big things in this end time hour. I believe in God for an outpouring of the Spirit of God that's going to shake this community. I believe in God for a move of the Spirit that beggars description. I believe in God to save the lost, to break the bondages off of people. God said, I'm big, so believe big, and you can achieve it. For all things are possible to them that believe.
Amen.
That's the Word of God. Now there's two types of people tonight you find in the church. You have boat people and you have water walkers. Those are the two types of people you find in the church. You have boat people and you have water walkers. Now let me talk to you just a moment of time about boat people. Boat people love the comforts of the boat. It requires no faith at all to sit in that boat and do nothing. Boat people love, and they always have this saying. They say it can't be done. They say, well, it's never been like done like that around here before, preacher. And God can't do that no more. Boat people cannot believe God for anything. Boat people walk by sight and not by faith.
Amen.
And there's a lot of people today in the church, amen, that describes them to a T. They're boat people. They sit on the bow of the ship. They never do anything. They gripe and complain. They've always got negative things to say. They always doubt that God can move. They don't believe God can perform miracles anymore. They say that days of miracles are in the past. And church, let me say this. What you hang out with, you will become. If you hang out with the doubters and the powders, you're going to become a doubter and a powder. If you hang around the doubters and the powders, they're going to kill what little faith you got in your heart. If you've got any inkling that God can do a miracle, you better stay shy of the doubters, because they will kill true faith. When Jesus told Peter to step out of the boat, you know what Jesus was doing? He was feeding Peter's faith. He was feeding Peter's faith. He was telling Peter, son, to step out of that boat into miracle territory, because Peter, miracles can only happen in miracle territory. Oh, hallelujah. Let me say that one more time. You didn't get that. He was telling Peter, he was calling him into miracle territory, because miracles can only happen in miracle territory. When Jesus told him to step out of the boat, he didn't do it to embarrass him. He didn't do it to humiliate him. He didn't do it to hurt him. He was feeding his faith. And Jesus was calling him to go beyond the norm, to go beyond the status quo. He was calling Peter to step out of the boat and to step in to miracle territory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Because miracles only happen in miracle territory. And I believe God in this end time hour, he's calling the church to go beyond the norm. He's calling us to step out of the status quo of Christianity. He's calling us into uncharted waters. God is saying to step out of the boat of comfort and step into the land of miracle territory. I want to perform a miracle in your midst. I want to pour out my spirit among you. Step out of the boat. Believe me. For big and mighty things. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Miracles never happen in the boat. Nothing takes place inside the boat. As long as you stay in the comforts of the boat, you'll never see a miracle. But until you're willing to step out to places you've never been before, that's what God is calling us in this hour, last hour. He's calling us to step out in places we've never been before.
That's right. Lord, help us.
Because miracles can't take place inside the boat. You've got to be willing to step out of the boat and go beyond the norm.
Oh, and beyond the norm.
Peter, people all the time criticize Peter for sinking. But you never read what Jesus criticizes Peter for sinking. Because religion will. People criticize you. But Jesus will never criticize anybody that tries to step out and do the impossible. I hope somebody's hearing what the Holy Ghost is saying. Is there anybody tonight willing to step out and do things you've never done before? Is there anybody in the house tonight willing to go beyond the norm and to step out of the boat of comfort and step out into the land that you've never been before? God told Joshua, you've never been this way before. It's a land that you've never seen before. If you're going to fight those giants and cross that Jordan, you're going to have to walk by faith and not by sight.
Yeah,
and he walked. But because he began to sing, people want to criticize him. But Jesus never criticizes anybody that tries. Anybody that tries. He's just looking for somebody to make an effort.
That's right.
That's right, sure.
But it's much easier to stay right here in the confines of the boat. It don't require no faith at all right here inside this boat. But when you step out into waters you never walked on,
right,
it requires faith.
Yes, it
and
is.
Everything you get from God will come from faith.
Yes, it will.
Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I want you to notice what it said in Hebrews 11:1. He said, now faith is. Now, not tomorrow, not a week from now, but faith is now. If you're going to believe God for something, believe it now. Don't wait till tomorrow. Put your faith out there. Believe God now. Trust God now. Step out now. Don't wait till tomorrow. He's calling us out now to do things we've never done before.
Help us, Lord.
Now faith is.
The
Holy Ghost says today, if you hear my voice, harden not your heart as they did in the days of provocation. I will hear you and answer you. He said today, if you hear my voice, do you understand in the mind of God there's only today, there's none of tomorrow? Because what is a man's life but a paper? We don't know whether we're here tomorrow or not, but all we got is now. If I'm going to step out, I've got to step out now. If I'm going to act in faith, I've got to act in faith now. If I'm going to stand on that Bible, I've got to stand on it now, because tomorrow may be too late. All I've got is now. Today is the day of salvation. Today, if you hear my voice, now faith is. Oh, will anybody step out and just believe God now? Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise your name.
Peter stepped out and began to walk. And Jesus didn't criticize him for sinking. There are some things, there's just something tonight about the anointing that will take you into the land of the miraculous. Let me say that again. There's just something about the anointing of God that will take you into the land of the miraculous. And I don't know about you, church, but I've just grown a little bit tired of sitting on the bow of the ship, watching everybody else step out and walk on water while I'm sitting on the bow doing nothing. I've just grown a little bit tired seeing everybody else get blessed. I'm tired of seeing everybody else get the anointing. I'm tired of everybody else getting their touch while I'm sitting on the bow of the ship, never getting nothing from God. But I've come to the place tonight that I'm tired of everybody else getting it. I'm going to step out of the boat tonight. I'm going to get what I've come for. I want my fellow most such of a higher. I want God to touch me now. I'm stepping out of the boat. I want my miracle now. I want my touch now. I want heaven to come down and fill my heart now. Now, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
Aren't you tired of seeing everybody else get theirs while you're sitting on the boat of comfort and ease and relaxation, when you can be stepping out into uncharted waters where the blessing of God is flowing fluently? God is looking for some risk takers. That's what it's going to require for you to step out of the boat, is to be a risk taker.
Right.
Is there any risk takers in the house?
Amen.
Is there anybody under the sound of my voice that's tired of just going to church and just going through the motions?
Right.
Is there anybody just tired of status quo Christianity? If you're tired of it, why don't you step out of the boat and let the supernatural power of God be released in your life?
Oh, step out, Lord. Go forward for you, Jesus. Praise the Lord.
I'm wanting to do things I've never done before. I want to praise in a way I've never praised before. I want to preach in a way I've never preached before. I want to talk in tongues in a way I've never talked before. I want to be what God would have me to be. I'm tired of praising the same old way. I'm tired of talking the same old way. I'm tired of coming in here dry and leaving dry. I made up my mind, honey, you can leave dry like a powder keg, but I'm going to get mine from God. I'm going to step out and allow the miracle power of God to come all over me. I'm going to leave with my cup plumbing full. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Running over.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Some of, we all come to this service tonight with a tinge up, so to speak. Most of them's empty. But you can leave here tonight with your cup running over.
That's right.
If you want to.
That's right, brother, if you want to.
But ain't God ain't gonna force himself on you. Now I want you to get this picture in your mind. The Bible said that Jesus came to the disciples at the fourth watch of the night. The fourth watch of the night, Jesus, the Bible said, came unto them walking on the sea. Right in the middle of their storm, Jesus came walking on the water. I want you to get that picture in your mind. The fourth watch is the night in between 3 and 4 a.m., which we know to be some of the darkest hours of the night. In the darkest hour of the night, these disciples thought we're going to die. The Bible said the wind was boisterous. That means the waves was rolling, coming in on the ship. They thought they were going to die. But right in the middle of their storm, here comes Jesus coming to them, walking on the water. Oh, church, let me tell you tonight, you may be going through the darkest night of your life. You may be going through the biggest trial you've ever been in. But right in the middle of your dark night, here comes Jesus walking to you. He's not going to leave you alone. He's going to walk towards you. He's going to help you. He's going to protect you. He's going to shield you, because that's the kind of God that He is.
Yeah. Amen.
The Bible said He come walking toward them right in the midst of their storm.
Oh, hallelujah.
Now I want you to notice something. Here this storm is. This storm is about to destroy them. They thought this was it. And the very thing that they thought was going to destroy them, Jesus came walking on. And some of you ain't getting what I'm saying. Let me say it again for those of you that didn't hear it that first time. The very thing that they thought was going to destroy them, Jesus came walking on.
Yeah.
You know what He was telling them by that? Boys, the very thing you thought's going to kill you is under my feet. Oh, hallelujah. Church, can I tell you, your trial, your problem, your storm that you think's going to destroy you, why don't you look forward ahead of you and see the Son of God saying, amen, it's under my feet. It's under my feet. It's under my feet. When Peter stepped out of the boat, you know what Jesus was teaching Peter? He was saying, Peter, as long as you walk with me, what's under my feet will be under your feet, oh my Lord. Somebody shout. Somebody praise God. Somebody ought to lift up your voice. Church, I'm going to tell you, why don't you get out there where Jesus is, and what's under His feet will be under your feet as well. Well, glory. Hallelujah. I'm afraid I'm preaching this a shape better than you shout tonight. Well, praise God. Do you see? This water walking business is a supernatural business. And I believe it's time for the church to start embracing the supernatural.
Yes, right.
Do you understand that every religion that you can think of nearly has embraced the supernatural? The witches have. The warlocks have. The psychics have. The New Agers have. And I think if all these, amen, people like that can embrace the dark side of the supernatural, why can't the Church of the Living God start embracing, amen, the right side of the supernatural? I believe if they can embrace it, I believe the church ought to grab a hold of the supernatural, because, honey, it's going to take a supernatural power from God to break the darkness that's on the mind of the people. It's going to take a supernatural hand of God to free the drug addict, to sober up the drunk, to move upon the hearts that are cold and callous. It's going to take a supernatural act from Almighty God to do the work that's got to be done in this end time hour.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
The Bible said, I want you to get this picture. They're out there on that ship. I mean, the waves are rolling. And the Bible said they were afraid of the storm. But notice this. When the supernatural came walking on the water, the supernatural came walking toward them, the Bible said they cried out for fear. They were afraid of the storm, but terrified of the supernatural.
Yeah.
I'm afraid today we're the same way. We're almost more afraid of the natural circumstances. Amen. We're more afraid of the supernatural than we are the natural circumstances we're we're going through. I know there's people today in the church, they're more afraid of healing than they are the very sickness that's afflicting their body. There's people afraid to embrace this supernatural because, honey, when God's moving supernaturally, you can forget control in the service because when the key starts on that piano, it's all chaos from there on out. God is taking over. God is going to move. There's no program. The preacher may not even get to preach when the supernatural's moving.
That's right.
And that wouldn't hurt my feelings at all.
Amen.
If the Holy Ghost come and do what He wants to do. Amen. You know, I can't do nothing, but He can do all things.
Right.
Oh, hallelujah. I want to tell you, amen. Amen. I don't know about you, but if I come to a house of God with the power of God's flowing, people are delivered, and I don't have to say anything because, honey, it's not about me. This is not my show. This is the Holy Ghost church. This is His way, His will, His plan. The way He wants to move is the way He's going to move if it's up to me.
Yes, amen.
Praise God, yes.
Now, if you don't like that, well, you can just take it up with God because, honey, this church belongs to Him.
Yes.
This church belongs to Him. He'll move the way He wants to move. He'll do what He wants to do, and I'll let Him lead me the way He wants to lead me.
Hallelujah.
And we ought to embrace the supernatural. Now, look here. When Jesus came walking on the water, you know what He was doing? He was leaving us an example to follow. You know what He was saying to Peter, James, and John and all those disciples on that ship? He was saying, Peter, James, and John, boys, I want to show you something. You see me walking on this water? What I can do, you can do also. He was leaving them an example. Church, if Jesus can, amen, walk in the supernatural, the church of the living God can walk in the supernatural. For the Bible said in John 14 and 12, verily, verily, I say unto you, the works that I do, you shall do also, and greater works than these shall you do, because I go unto my Father. You know, I'm just loony enough to believe what Jesus said. He said, I can work a miracle. He said, we can perform miraculous things. He said, we can walk on water. He left me an example for me to follow, and I'm going to imitate Christ. Amen, all the way. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Glory to God.
He walking on that water left us an example to follow. He was telling them boys, if I can do it, you can do it.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Now the Bible says that Peter began to sink. Why did Peter begin to sink?
Lost his faith.
True. We've heard it for years that Peter lost his, and got his eyes off Jesus and put his eyes on the surrounding, he began to sink. And all that's true, but I believe it goes a little bit deeper than that. I believe this is why he sank. You'll find the answer to that in John chapter 12, verse 25. And the Bible said, he that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hates his life shall save it. You know what was happening when Peter stepped out of the boat? When he stepped out of that boat, he hated his life. He didn't care whether he lived or died because he was so inoculated by the marvel out there on that water. That when Peter got out there and started loving his life, he began to lose it. He began to sink. But as long as he didn't care whether he lived or died, he was walking on that water. I wish some church members would hear me tonight. Do you hate your life enough to walk on water? It's time, church, amen. He that loveth his life will lose it, but he that hates his life shall save it.
Praise the Lord.
You see, a lot of people, they step out on that boat and begin to walk. Walking in the will of God. But they get out there and all of a sudden they start worrying about the security of their finances. They start worrying about not being able to pay the bills. If I don't do this right, I'm gone. Then all of a sudden they're going to sink.
Yeah, they're sort of sinking.
But as long as you're out there, you don't care whether you live or die. I hate my life, so I'm going to save it. Oh, church, you better grab a hold of that tonight. Amen. You better hate that life. That ain't what my word says, Jesus. What does it mean to hate that life? That means to hate that selfish desire, to hate that carnal man, to hate those things that lead away from Christ. That's what He's saying, church. Anything, amen. If you love this world, the love of the Father's not in you. I'm going to tell you, if you're going to be water walkers, you're going to have to hate that world and everything that it stands for. But you're going to have to lift up the righteousness of God Almighty. Is there any water walkers in the house? Is there any tongue talkers in the house? Is there any Christians in the house? And just believe God that you can do all things gives you strength.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
And the Bible said, Peter began in the sink. He didn't say he sunk. He didn't say his head went under the water. He said, Peter, beginning. I don't know, amen, what beginning means to you, but it means to me his feet, his first toe, amen, began to go in the water. Didn't mean he went down up to his head. He said, beginning. Didn't say he sunk, just beginning. To me, beginning, his bareness started to go down. And he said, Lord, save me. And the Bible said immediately, Jesus stretched out his hand. Church, can I tell you that Jesus Christ is an immediate help in a time of trouble? All you got to do is call on him. All you got to do is say, Jesus, save me. All you got to do is reach out a hand to Jesus. Maybe you're here tonight under the sound of my voice and you feel like Peter. You feel like you're beginning to sink. You're beginning to fall under the water. But why don't you reach out your hand and call out, Jesus, would you please save me? And immediately he'll be there to lift you up and plant your feet on higher ground. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
Peter was helpless out there in the waters until Jesus took him by the hand. Peter couldn't do nothing out there until Jesus grabbed him by the hand after he began to sing. You know what he was teaching Peter? Peter, without me, you can do nothing.
That's right.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Do you realize how much time and energy we spend, amen, trying to get people saved, trying to get people filled our churches, trying to get this done? Why don't you just put your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee? Why don't you just put your hand in the hand of the man that calmed the water? Oh, hallelujah. Why don't you just put your hand in the hand of the man that calmed the sea? I want to tell you tonight, church, there's a miracle in the making. You can't do it by yourself, but what you can't do in the flesh, why don't you put your hand in hand of God, and what you couldn't do by yourself, you're now able to do because you are linked up to Jesus.
Yeah.
Woo!
Thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now I'm closing, fixing to close here. The Bible said Peter embraced the Lord's hand and stepped back into the boat. Folks, it's time to re-embrace the Lord's hand. It's time that we step out into miracle territory. It's time that we start believing God for big and mighty things. It's time that we step out, start trusting God for the miraculous. Honey, would you come? It's time that we step out and start trusting God to pour out His Spirit upon all flesh. Church, God is telling us tonight to step out into miracle territory because miracles only happen in miracle territory. Miracles never happen in the boat. Miracles only happen out there in uncharted waters. Folks, that's where God's calling us to tonight, to step out into miracle territory. Is there anybody willing to step out of the boat of comfort? And step out and do things? Folks, listen to me. You can't expect things to change in your life if you keep doing the same old things. To get things different, you got to do things different. If what you're doing is not working, maybe you ought to try something else. Stand with me tonight, if you're able. I'm going to tell somebody tonight to give up and let Jesus take over. Somebody needs to give up and quit trying to walk on water by yourself and leap your hand in the hand of Jesus and step out of the boat of comfort and step into miracle territory. Hallelujah. Father, thank you tonight for the Word of God. Thank you tonight for speaking to us. Thank you tonight for the Holy Ghost. Meet us tonight around these altars tonight. Hallelujah. Those of you tonight that are ready to step out, I want you to come to this altar tonight and find your place to pray and say, Lord, you've talked to me. You've challenged me. You called me to go beyond the norm. If you're able to, whatever you got to do, come. Let's pray. Let's give up. Let Jesus take over.
Give up.